Truck Chat Free Stuff for Monday, August 26, 2013. Dog Days of Summer Podcasting Fun. And I'm on a bit of a low. Yeah, this happens after all kinds of fun and excitement. That, you know, gotta pick myself up and get myself going again. Because you're on such high energy, people are around, lots of love, lots of fun. And all of a sudden, nothing. And I mean, like, really nothing today. Elisa stayed over her boyfriend's house last night, and Julie and Donna are off bringing Julie back to college with a U-Haul full of stuff. And this is almost as bad as the first year she went. You know, that year we drove her up with a van load full of stuff, and you know, the ride back, instead of four people in the van, it was three. So that was kind of a somber moment. Or somber number of moments strung together into a five-hour ride back. Last year wasn't as bad. We kind of knew what to expect. This year, however, she is no longer in the dorm room. She is going into a house with some friends and has taken her bed and the couch out of the living room. So, you know, no place for me to sit or take a nap out there. And the cat has no place to hide under in the sunroom. Her room, she's taking her bed, she's taking her bicycle, she's taking a whole bunch of other stuff. And it's, apparently we have a futon in her room, but, and she slept on it last night, but she didn't make the bed before she left. Oh, it's just, it's a lonely, quiet house now, whereas just a couple of days ago, it was rip snorting full of noise and fun and people laughing. And I better stop it or I'll get depressed even further. You know, so what I do, throw myself into my work. So this morning I've been working on a whole bunch of stuff to get done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because this is the last week of development before the customer takes their stuff into official testing. So I'm trying to knock off a whole bunch of things they came up with and knock up a bunch of whole things I came up with and a whole bunch of things our business partners come up with to get that done. I am trying to build excitement about Dragon Con. So I've got my suitcase in the room. I've got a few things for Craig on the suitcase, but it's not getting packed today, at least. Just got too many things to do at work right now. And as I was roaming around the house making lunch, I just found a laminated bookmark that I brought back from our conference in May for Julie, and taped to it is a 16 gig micro SD card that I gave her for her last phone. Of course, now that she has an iPhone 5, she doesn't need it. At least I think it's mine. So, abracadabra, I have another 16 gig card, which is always nice to have. But I kind of feel like this was a yet another memento that you know, has been left behind. So, I don't mean to be so down on you. That's just how I feel today. And I will go back to scripting and documenting and solving customer questions and problems till I get this sucker back up and running or completed. And then karate tonight. I will do my best to get you a Silicon Road tonight. Hopefully a higher energy thing than this. About whatever it is I promised you on the last one. It's in an outline. Don't worry, I got it. I know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, before I go, it was a very, very good weekend. As I've mentioned a number of times. Some work was in there. I mentioned that we do have an opportunity on my team, and I extended the opportunity to Scott. So I hope he considers it strongly. I know certainly from a salary standpoint, it would be advantageous for him, and I think it would just be a whole lot of fun, and that we would work together once again for the fourth time in our careers. And make a wonderful team. And we can do good things. And I look forward to that. Now, there are other candidates, so it's not solely my decision. It's part of my team, but I'm not the manager of the entire group. I also had an interesting discussion with my best man, Mark, who is a commercial plumber, fireproof, sprinkler system installation guy. And he said, I just got my certifications for Minnesota and Wisconsin. I said, hey, why don't you move over? And he started giving it some thought. So, he seems to like the area. He said it's easy to figure out where things are in this town, which, I tend to agree with. Crime is low. It's a nice Midwest town. His kids are going to be grown and gone. He's got one already off to college, and the other in the next year or two. So, who knows? Maybe in a couple of years we can get back together and have a lot of laughs and fun and whatnot. It'd be great. And see what happens. It's God's plan. Till next time, 101.